A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwean exemption permits amid anger within the ruling African National Congress Party of South Africa over a recent Pretoria High Court ruling that the termination of the permits was illegal. Namhla sixoxa ngamaZimbabwe exemption permits ngesikhathi abanye abakubandla le-African National Congress bechothoza isinqumo somthethondaba we-Pretoria High Court esithi awenziwanga kahle ukumiswa kwamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Lo hulumende wakwele South Africa kudla amalahle ngodaba lolu. Umthethondaba wengeza isikhathi samaphepha la ngomnyaka owodwa. Bekumele amaphepha la aphelelwe isikhathi ekupheleni kukaNhlangula lonyaka, kodwa uhulumende wengeza isikhathi sawo esithi asizamiswa ukusetshenziswa ngompalakazi lonyaka. Lokhu kwenziwe umthethondaba ungakethuli isinqumo sawo ngodaba lolu. But first, let's have a look at what is happening in Zimbabwe and other nations. The ruling ZANU-PF party says Zimbabwe should vote for the party in the August 23rd elections and report people who are fanning political violence. Addressing journalists in Harare today, ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mchangwa said his party has done a lot for Zimbabweans since President Emmerson Mnangagwa became the leader of the Southern African nation in 2017.
Because the policies of the president are good. So there is a whole stampede of goodies sprinkled inside the cage because of the policies of President Emmerson Mnangagwa in every aspect. Material also, Tarwaga must be plus. You know, man, this is 90% complete. Man, this is 90% complete. Anytime we can start, we just need to connect the electricity. By the best companies in the world, producing and selling not the global market alone, to the global market. Railways were to be built, power is being built, new towns are being built, new water is being built to support a town of 40,000. In 4 or 5 years of his leader, can you imagine what he's going to do? If he comes back in 19, you know, after 23 of August, even more goodies to make Zimbabwe an upper middle income society, as he has promised in his vision. So, this is the complete electoral picture which ZANU-PF is telling the public to the electorate. Come election, it will be whitewash on opposition. That's why they are being abandoned by those who need to support them. Abuchina, as I was supporting, I don't know how to do it. You know, the opposition here, no one. We are going to watch it. We are going to tease them. And the issues is that we are going to tell him where we are going to be. We are going to make a bonanza over. And I need to tell him where we are going to be. So we feel that we have smelled blood.
That was ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mchangwa speaking with journalists in Harare. But Nelson Chamisa of the opposition Citizens for Coalition for Change has been addressing some rallies in Zimbabwe and convened meetings in South Africa to mobilize for support ahead of the crucial polls. He is confident of victory and says a new Zimbabwe is loading.
The diaspora is going to play a big role. My message is very simple. Get ready to be back home. A lot of you are busy working on, permanent stay, permanent residence. That's not your space. Your space is Zimbabwe. And we're getting rid of that space. I know when you hear of good news, people don't believe you, particularly if they are thinking. The circumstances are such that you may not understand that we are almost there. God has remembered us. God is with us. We are going to make it. I know a lot of people have doubt that, are we going to be able to, crocodile, yes, the crocodile is going to be overwhelmed. In our world, we don't have crocodiles with lizards. And because with the grace, we'll be able to overwhelm and overcome. Let's get ready to prepare for reconstruction, to prepare for restoration, but also to prepare for a new life back home in Zimbabwe. Our country is great. You know, in 1980, we had an economy and a currency that was stronger than the rand. And we had power with the US dollar and almost the pound. That's where we must be going. It's possible. We will do it. We have everything in Zimbabwe except leadership.
That was Nelson Chamisa, leader of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, addressing some of his supporters. Still in Zimbabwe, some opposition CCC supporters say they are being terrorized by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Masvingo, Nyamandlovu, and other regions ahead of the council parliamentary and presidential elections. Chamisa has told Studio 7 today that his party meetings were disrupted by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Chikombetsi and Chiriti Central. This comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has invited election observers from Britain, United States, Russia, and other nations. Still in Africa, a report by Heritage for Peace, a non-profit dedicated to preserving cultural artifacts in times of war, has detailed the destruction and looting of museums and cultural sites during Sudan's civil war. Meanwhile, parties outside Sudan are quickly drawing up plans to evacuate the antiquities to safety. Henry Wilkins reports from N'Djamena in Chad.
Sudan has a rich cultural heritage dating back 3,000 years to the Kushite civilization, which built these pyramids near the town of Meroe and even ruled neighboring Egypt around 700 BC. Sudan's civil war, which started in April, is now threatening that heritage. Experts have confirmed this video on social media shows soldiers from the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces entering an archaeological laboratory in Khartoum that houses ancient mummies. The video alarmed museum directors in Sudan and other experts worldwide.
We are so worried that the damage of the war and the conflict is reaching this crisis. Bombing as well. For the universities, for the museums, have taken place in varied cities in Sudan, in particular Khartoum and Jenina, Niala.
Some artifacts from Sudan are held safely in foreign collections, like this one at the British Museum. But a report published on June 28th by Heritage for Peace, a non-profit dedicated to preserving cultural artifacts in times of war, says those left behind in Sudan are at risk. An archaeologist who worked on the report says it confirms that a historical market was the latest cultural site to be damaged or destroyed.
What we just heard yesterday was the destruction of the old part of Omdurman market, and this has been completely destroyed by fire. There are already a damage to the museums in Gulf region. Sultan Ali Dinar Museum has been damaged.
In downtown Khartoum, museums and other cultural heritage sites sit a few hundred meters from the country's military headquarters and intelligence services, the setting for intense fighting during the war. Experts say they've used satellite images to identify damage to these sites. Interested parties outside of Sudan are doing what they can to preserve the country's heritage. Salah Ahmed, the former director of Sudan's National Corporation for Antiquities and Museums, says he is training volunteers to evacuate the country's artifacts.
In case they feel there is a real threat to the museums, to prepare who is going to do the evacuation itself, how the objects can be handled, where are they going to be hidden? So we are now in this emergency situation.
Meanwhile, Heritage for Peace says that it's organizing fundraising events at Western museums to help pay for more people on the ground, and that it's also tried lobbying Sudan's two warring sides at peace talks in Saudi Arabia.
That's what we tried to push on the negotiation table in Jeddah a few weeks ago. That heritage destruction is an issue required by the international law.
Ahmed says Merawi has more visitors than ever, as Sudanese citizens who rarely travel outside Khartoum head north to escape the fighting. Even this is causing damage to the site, he says, as volunteers are unable to manage the increased traffic. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Jemena, Chad.
Let's take a short break. We'll be back right now.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voindebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voashona.com. And back to our topic of the day. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party is fuming over a recent Pretoria High Court ruling that the termination of the Zimbabwean exemption permits is unconstitutional. In its ruling, the Pretoria High Court extended the permits for 1 year. But the ANC's Deputy Secretary Nomvula Makonyane told a local broadcaster ENCA that South Africa made a big mistake when it opened its doors to migrants, including granting Zimbabweans special permits. Almost 180,000 Zimbabweans are beneficiaries of the special program. The South African government says it will soon file an application in a superior court to challenge the Pretoria court ruling. The ANC is backing the move. Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi declined to comment, saying he is currently on business outside South Africa. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, an immigration attorney, Mrs. Diana Zibusana Chambari of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, and Ms. Victress Matutu, chairperson of the Zim Imbohoto organization. Good evening to you all.
Good evening, Kips. How are you?
Yeah, we're really fine. So let's start with you, Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. It seems that the ruling African National Congress and the government are not happy about the Pretoria High Court ruling and want the nation to tighten its borders. What's your take on this?
Yes, they can tighten their borders if they want, but what they cannot do is ignore the law as it is right now. As the Constitution is right now and as the Immigration Act is right now, they cannot do anything other than follow the law. But what Mutaledi did by cancelling the ZEP, as the court has said, that his decision is effectively null and void because he did not follow the procedure. There are many types of laws, but administrative law is one of those laws that is clear. It spells out the steps that you're supposed to do when you are doing a decision that will affect someone in an adverse manner. So Mutaledi knew that Section 4.1 of the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act says that you are supposed to consult that person who's going to be affected by a decision adversely before making that decision. But what Mutaledi did was he did not consult ZTP holders, he just cancelled the ZTP permits and then told the ZTP holders that the permits are cancelled. it was only after he realized his mistake that he tried to say people should comment, but he had already made the decision, which is why the courts ruled in the favor of the ZTP holders. So the ANC government can close the borders for the migrants who are yet to come into South Africa, or they can maybe arrest the ones who are illegal, but what they cannot do is make those who are legal illegal, is what they are trying to do with ZTP holders.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's bring in Mrs. Diana Zibutsana Chambara. So the African National Congress is very furious over the Pretoria High Court ruling and related immigration issues. Did you expect the ruling party to react this way, Mrs. Zibutsana?
Thank you very much for this invite. The ANC is actually scapegoating legal Zimbabweans who are here because they've lost the grip on power, and now they are looking for a scapegoat on who to blame for the crisis that they are facing, both as a ruling party and as a government. And to really blame the myriad of problems that are affecting South Africa on approximately about 180,000 persons is really disingenuous and not the way to go about it. So the ANC is basically fluffing around here or beating about the bush or scapegoating, whatever we want to call it, but it's not right, it's not proper.
Does Dr. Baroque have a court? What do you say?
Vaonekwe sevanhu vane zvavari kuita, asi nyaya vakatoiruza zve. Kudare repamusoro rishanoti zvakaitwa nedare repasi handizvo here. Rinongonoti aiwa bodozve, iwe minista una kutevedzera mutemo wako uripo, ungadai wakatevedzera mutemo. Saka hongu vanoenda kumatare vachingowesta dzimari. Pano kuti dzimari idzodzo vangadai vatoti vagadzirise kuitira kuti vanhu vacho vavo vane mapepa vave neugaro hwakanaka hune udzamo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's hear from Miss Victress Matutu of Zim in Bogoto. Yeah, I would show up a mamma bonanjan. You know, how can Zimbabweans handle this situation? How best can they do that? Just 1 minute on that.
The Zimbabweans who are here on ZTP, they just need to keep quiet, allow the minister. But when the courts decided to say that the permits are valid until 28 June 2024, the courts actually knew that, the judges actually knew that Mtsaledi would most likely appeal the ruling. So that 1 year is to give him a chance to appeal the ruling and then go to the Supreme Court of Appeal. If he loses there, he can go to the Constitutional Court, and then if he loses there, then it's done. So we are supposed to just keep quiet and not make much noise and trust that the courts will rule the superior courts will rule in our favor. Because if the Supreme Court of Appeals rules in Mutareti's favor, that is not the end of it. It will mean also that the Helen Suzman Foundation will also appeal maybe to this to the Constitutional Court. So what the only thing that we've got to do is just we've got to stay as law-abiding citizens, law-abiding guests or immigrants, and be quiet and follow the laws of South Africa over there.
Thank you very much. Now you can go and do a lot of business. I'm told there's a lot that you have to file tomorrow in the course of law. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Then, questions from Umama Matutu. Before that, Chambara, just 1 minute. So, Muchaita say in Nyai.
It's no good to Anongawa Chigarao, she was one name with Gorilla to one matter. Same matter, Ranga, Chita, and the Angu Villa. Wanongawa Karezao, that is Ziva, and the attendant Ramberi, ne Upenua, Chita, one name with Gori. Asizve kune rimwe divi kune avo vanenge vane kuti izvo tine vari kuti hana zvedu zvinorova tiri kupuwa nguva diki tiri kudii kana une urongo hwangu wakaronga semunhu wekusezvara cheZimbabwe kuti handa kuda kudii urongwa iwo ngauende kumberi asi kana usina zvawangu wakaronga iwagara zvako kuti zvete.
Thank you very much. Kusazara Matutu valisa valaleri ngamafichani konapo utsho kuti ndiza kwenzani nakonoko.
Ngathi kubalaleli ikakhulumi zakhuluma ngisho bomama ake ukuthi bebuzi uku-apply ama-waiver asikatsheli ukuthi sinowa-applya nxa kade silokhu si-applya siqhubekeni soa-applya ama-waiver noma yini isinqumo esizathathwa kumbe aphile ezokuphuma isithini noma isinqumo ingathini enkantolo kusasa kumbe nini kodwa ma sitholakala siphethe lawo ma-waiver kwathiwa siwa-applye ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nincedo elikhulu ukuthi sonke.
Yeah.
So abantu baqhubekele phambili ba-apply ama-waiver up until kuze kuthi hayi lingasawa-apply but okwamanje ngoba kwakuthiwe siwa-apply lesinqumo senkantolo asikhuluma ngalutho ngama-waiver so ngicabanga ukuthi asiqhubekeni siwa-apply ama-waiver okuzayo kuyasithela siwaphethe masizawathola.
Thank you very much. Ngicela wena ungayikhatshana ubulokhu ubambile khonapho sadinga our callers who are stakeholders in this show. So thank you so much to Mr. Velempini Ndlovu and Nima Christian lawyer. And thanks so much to Mrs. Diana Zimbutsana Chambara, who is a member of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We still have Mr. Victor Matutu. So we've got some people that are sending messages on our Facebook pages. One of them is Ketwe Pepe, who says, Wawatube, Utabalolia Sindakakulu. Then we've got Wong Rengwenya, who says, Babatube, who's the Mess Tuganela Kukulamanje, Kulangapa, Western Africa. So keep on sending us messages on our social media platforms. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. These are our Facebook pages. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter. Remember to come on Twitter and all those kind of things. So we've got Nana Nazare who says, Eka Linjani Kuna Ngapo, Tinasia Pila. And then we've got Chiko Nyoni says, we need to organize ourselves in order to be comfortable back home than to depend on South Africa. So there is a message. Ellen Ndlovu says, Mr. Dube, I'm watching you from Sandringham in Johannesburg. Thank you so much. So then we've got Manzama, Punyuka Dube, who says, Salimonani, Linjani. So, and then there's a lady who says, can you call now? And that is Ketwe Pepe, who says, can you call me? So we are still trying to call other people online. So let's go back to Umama, Victor Matutu. So looking at how things are going, Ms. Matutu, do you think that people are confident of the South African legal system? Or they're just saying, you know, there's nothing they can do and they're preparing to go back home anytime soon?
I think as we live here in South Africa, we know that South Africa is maybe one of the countries that follow the laws. All this that the minister is doing to appeal the court ruling, I don't think there's going to be any favor. So people staying positive. They know that if the court said the decision by the minister is unlawful, the minister is appealing, whatever the Supreme Court or the Constitutional Court is going to say, I know in here in South Africa, it's not going to be biased. It's just going to be what it has to be. There is no way that maybe the Constitutional Court is going to favor the government or and not to decide of the ZEP. So people are very confident. They know that the South African laws are being followed here. Wherever the minister goes to appeal, whatever the decision comes from there is going to be a genuine decision. We are all confident of that. We trust South Africa along those lines.
Kodwa phela kula abanye abethukile bathi konoko kwenzakalayo kubajanisa ngovalo okunye okumangalisayo. Lawe ngizokuthiwa ngomunye wabo ukuthi izimbi indaba.
Ya zona indaba zimbi ikakhulu ma sesizwa angithi ngezwa kunomvula Mankonyane uzowakhipha igama lokuthi mhlawumbe lokhu ukuthi bethi South Africa belongs to all who live in it kumele babuthinge la iSouth Africa manje isikala ukuthila ipressure yokuthi ukuthi wonke umuntu nje ehlala kuSouth Africa, iSouth Africa belongs to whoever who lives in South Africa. So now ngendlela izinto ezingakhona ngicabanga ukuthi iSouth Africa la isiqala ukufila ipressure ngokuthi iyamukele bonke laba bantu. Now i-decision yama-ZEP started kudala ngama-ZEP. If they regret i-decision leyo ukuthi ba-regret that decision abayithatha back then in 2009 ngoba manje sokulethi ukuthi kube kuthiwa bayare greater decision yakhona because abantu laba ama-ZEP they are legal here. So there is no way they are going to illegalize them. So i-decision nayo ukuthi ayirongo yathathwa back then. Or as of now, whatever the decision abayithathayo nethecanzi waburongo waburight akusasizi because i-decision yathathwa iminyaka edlulileyo. So ngiyakubona ukuthi nayo iSouth Africa sifile i-pressure. That's why uzosibekhala ngokuthi loko ukuthi thi iSouth Africa belongs to everyone who lives in it, manje kumele babuthinje. Kusho ukuthi sobeubona ukuthi uyabona the way like Zimbabweans are flocking into South Africa. Umbalula kuwakhuluma ngokuthi iZimbabwe yonke ifika to South Africa. Ukutshengisela ukuthi noma kwekhuluma kanje kulethile i-pressure yokuba khona kwama-Zimbabweans la eSouth Africa.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Silo Smart Moyo Tumbare who says keep up the good work, guys, here in Washington. Kenneth is also on the show page. He says, Magadigo, team here, VOA, long time. Then Munyarazi Kapaira says, good evening, VOA. Then what Moses Chikenya says, hello, hello, all. Donald Mamboma is in South Africa as well. He says, good evening, Mkoma Tuube, and your team behind the scenes. Siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu kuna ngapho. Then we've got Tinashe Mungochi. Who says, Mr. Tube, I'm watching this show from Polokwane. Keep on watching there. Tell others that we've got a show going on right now. Surprise Mapuyana says, keep up the good work, you guys there in Washington, D.C. We appreciate your work. So thank you very much for that. So these are messages on the Shona page. And then we go back to the Ndebele page to hear what most listeners are saying. So we always appreciate your presence in all our social media platforms. Remember, we're also on Twitter, Instagram, then Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7. So remember, just join in there. So who else do we have right now? Katiwe is still saying, can you call me right now so that I can talk? We've got only less a minute to go. But we've got Moses Banda, who says, kubuhlungu ukuya uba isizalwane seZimbabwe. So we've come to the end of our show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. So we've come to the end of the show, as I'm saying. Thanks very much. We're going to meet you next time. Good night, Zimbabwe.